The traveling musicians continued on down the road, and pretty soon they came to an old run-down graveyard. And there, lying on a gravestone, was a cat.
Will you look at that?
Ain't that sad now?
It's a lady cat, and she's dead.
No, I ain't.
You ain't? You sure look like a lady cat.
She means she ain't dead, Rover Joe. Ain't no mind to him, ma'am. There ain't too much hay in his loft, if you know what I mean.
There's no hard feelings, honey. And call me Catgut.
Well, hidey, Miss Catgut, ma'am. What you doing sitting around this spooky old graveyard?
Fact is, I may not be dead, but I'm waiting to die. And you boys might as well leave me alone.
Oh, don't say that, ma'am. Why, we is traveling musicians, and we'd be might pleased to...
Sorry, donkey, honey. Old Catgut ain't interested in no musicians no more. I done sung my last song.
Well, come on, boys. No use arguing.
Well, now everybody left me, and I'll soon be dead and gone. I said everybody left me, and I'll soon be dead and gone. Oh, your ever-loving cat gone, she done sung her last song.
What's that I'm hearing then?
Oh, gosh, Miss Lady Cat, don't talk about dying like that.
Oh, you boys are sweet. But you know a cat kind of likes to die in private, if you know what I mean.
Well, come on, Rover Joe. Lady's got her rights.
Well, now no one care about the story. The story I
listen,
could
tell. Listen, we care about the dagnab story. Now, will you tell it to us?
Well, if you're going to be like that about it, I will.
At last.
I's all ears, ma'am.
Yes, indeed.
Boys, I have come on hard times. I got more troubles than a cabbage got leaves. Still, I guess I'd be all right today if I hadn't made friends with the rats.
You made friends with rats?
That's right. You see, ever since I was a little bit of a kid, I done lived in this great big old house owned by a man named Caleb Siles. I spent about 8 and a half of my 9 lives out in Caleb's pantry. You see, that was my job, to keep the rats out of the pantry. But the years done drug on so, and finally, I just wasn't up to it no more. So I called all the rats in the pantry together for a meeting.
What's going on?
Okay, boys, thank you for coming today. I just wanted to tell you that from now on, this pantry is yours. I'm just too old to chase you no more.
No offense meant, Miss Catgut, but how do we know we can trust you?
Now, why shouldn't you be able to trust me? I'm a critter just like you. It's that mean old Caleb Siles you can't trust.